This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Sports Hodgepodge coming up at 6:20. A replay of the G-Bag Nation's diss track reply to Bob Belt featuring Eric Chiafalo. It's outstanding. And people reacting to it on text, on social. You can find it on the Fan's Twitter, Instagram. Enjoy that. But Rangers enjoying a night off in Seattle. Probably a good time to go catch a show and enjoy some of that spring weather. In Seattle, maybe some craft beer, cup of coffee. Back at it tomorrow night against the Mariners. Big time AL West divisional rivalry here kicking off tomorrow night at 8:40 here on The Fan. Here's Woolchuck with a proper round tripper.
Yeah, well, why should you be optimistic about your Texas Rangers? Well, MLB.com had one early season development each team can believe in. And for your Texas Rangers, it's the rotation, not the offense, maybe the biggest strength. Kennedy Landry writing, for all the talk of the Rangers revamp lineup with the additions of Jake Berger. By the way, happy birthday, Jake. Go get yourself a burger on us. You're in the G-Bag Nation. We love you.
Salute.
And Jock Peterson. The offense hasn't been the standout in the early going. Instead, it's been the top of the rotation that's really turning heads. Eovaldi tossed that shutout against the Reds, holding a 2.29 ERA in an AL-leading 19 2/3 innings. DeGrom hasn't even hit his stride yet. He's got a 3.38 ERA after his first two starts. And how about Tyler Mahle, 1.32 ERA in three starts. Even rookie Jack Leiter, who's unfortunately on the IL with a blister, but I'm hoping he comes back and is rocking like he was, as he was looking like an ace, having allowed just one run in 10 innings. There's been a few bumps in the road, including that IL stint for Leiter, and Rocker struggled in that first outing, but the rotation clearly has the depth and stability to compete down the stretch this season. And the hope is, of course, at some point, hopefully you get Cody Bradford and John Gray back as well. So that's going to allow you to maneuver some stuff around. If the bullpen needs some help as well, maybe you need some long reliever depth, maybe you can piggyback some starters to extend some guys as well.
Takes a ton of pressure off your young guys. If you can stay healthy towards the end of the year, it's going to be fascinating what they could possibly do with a postseason rotation / bullpen. You know, will Leiter and Rocker be better served in relief roles? Because right now, between Garabito and Church and a couple of the other guys, this bullpen is very top heavy.
Yeah.
Could Gray give you? I mean, the guy throws upper 90s. Could he be a bullpen guy once you get everybody healthy, assuming you do?
Especially in the playoffs, because he's done it before, and he was damn good.
They reassigned Garabito, right?
Yes.
He's
in Round Rock.
Okay. I was just curious because I was thinking about, man, he does not need to be pitching
anymore. Yeah, they had to make a roster move.
They brought the Ezekiel Durant and them up.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, yeah. Zeke and Garabito, yeah, they're in AAA.
Yeah, he does not need to be pitching anymore.
Yeah, if you can avoid it. I'm with you on that. The new Major League Baseball power rankings came out every Thursday on ESPN. Rangers last week were at number 6 in the power rankings. Where would you have them across Major League Baseball after week 2? They're not number 1. I mean, we don't love that.
They're top 5, though. I would say they go from 6 to maybe 4.
6 to 4? We're taking a jumpy jump at 9-4 on the season, 6-4. They're coming in at number 7.
Yeah.
So,
people hate their hitting.
You know, I'm with you. But we have had some really hot teams to start the season. Of course, the Dodgers are in at number 1. They've been brilliant. The Phillies come in at 2. And everybody was kind of loving the Phillies preseason as maybe the team that could battle the Dodgers. Padres, who really had a brilliant start to the season, are at number 3. But the Mets at 4. The Yankees at 5, despite a 7-5 record, not as good as your Rangers. But they've been hitting the ball really, really well. And then the Cubbies, whom you just played, are the spot ahead of you. They had a big jump. They went from 14-6, but the Rangers sitting there at 7, started 8-4, despite being outscored by 12 runs during those games. Texas won its first 5 one-run games, plus it's only a 2-run game to create that early disparity. Of course, there's two ways to view this. The Rangers are sitting pretty in the standings, despite a slumping offense that has hit under 200 as a group. Thus, the close wins are buying the Rangers some time until the bats can get going. The cynical way to look at it is, well, this could be impending doom. The real answer, though, is probably somewhere in the middle, one or the other. The Rangers are going to need to score more runs. I agree, but it does seem as though the last two games of that Cubs series, hey, you got a double-dinger game from Corey Seager, Jonah Heim's hitting really well. They got to get Jock Peterson going.
Yeah,
Jock looks just disconnected, just looks really confused, does not look comfortable inside the box right now. We got to get him back to feeling comfortable.
Yeah, that needs to happen. You know, they need to get some more favorable matchups. They need to be healthy, obviously, with Langford and Young, and we're confident all those things will happen. But I'm very confident, you know, the Rangers have a much better chance of going and winning the World Series than the 7th best team, if that's how you look at power rankings, like who's going to be the champ. When it comes to determining who has the best chance of going ahead and winning the championship this year, I think recent history matters a lot. You know, the Dodgers have won 2 over the course of 5 years. The Yankees went on an incredible run. The Astros were on an incredible run. Once you prove we can do this, it gives you a confidence, but it also clarifies that your players are clutch. Your players have Luka genes, not AD genes.
Mm-hmm. Right now, you don't want the AD genes. Justin Steele was brilliant against the Rangers for the Cubs. Now he has landed on the IL. He's got left elbow tendonitis amid the Cubs' hot start. So that's a big bummer for them. Now, you know, I just kind of wish like maybe he could have just not pitched against the Rangers.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You just skip a start, then you come back. But that was a rough outing against Justin Steele. That is a big bummer because, my gosh, was he crushing it against Texas after Wednesday's series finale. The Cubbies, though, are still in a good spot, so hopefully he can come back soon. The O's continue to have issues. Zach Eflin, he's on the IL. He's got a lat strain as Baltimore's got already a shaky rotation. 31 years old. He's got a 3 ERA through 3 starts this year after going 5-2 in his 9 starts with the Orioles last year. That's a big loss in the American League. We'll have to pay attention to that one. And then Spencer Arrighetti of the Houston Astros. He broke his thumb on his pitching hand during a batting practice mishap.
Oops.
So he's on the 15-day IL. That's just a bizarre way to break your thumb for Spencer Arrighetti. But I'm not feeling sorry for any Houston Astros.
No, never. But I want to know
not sorry.
who was on the bump throwing BP that day.
It's a good question. That's probably
secretly a Rangers fan, perhaps.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was the machine was just put in the Rangers technology, and they just went ahead and boop, hit the thumb there. Have you ever had an announcement spoiled? Somebody spoiled it, or it was just foiled in some strange way?
What are you alluding to, Holchuk?
Well, this is a Rockies rookie, and it's not anything that I'm sure you're thinking of right now.
Okay.
Are you making an announcement?
What are you thinking of?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you say something yesterday?
Maybe.
You did?
I asked Lucius to dump it.
Though. I think we dumped it.
Okay, thank God, because I was going to say something today, and I got told later.
Wait. You said something yesterday, and y'all dumped it. I didn't dump a damn thing. What you talking about?
I think Spittle dumped it back in his office.
I think we're good. Nobody said anything to me about it. So
no, it went over everybody's head.
Don't. But I could see the guilt in your eyes. I was like, oh, crap, something happened.
Listening back to it, I think I'm good.
Okay, we're good. Nobody is.
Check the tape.
We're fine, guys. Don't worry about that.
Shoot, okay. Man.
I was like,
what were you hoping?
The look on my face.
I have no idea what's going on, bro. You went totally past me, right? You know what I'm saying? It got dumped.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, I think Dawson teed up the idea of like maybe we should dump that.
He quickly in conversation said, "Dump that, please."
Yeah, good. I appreciate that.
I think Tim or Spittle got it.
No worries.
I think Lucius was feathering his nest. Headphones hadn't come on yet.
Okay.
Lucius, want to talk about your job and your focus on the board.
Everything's all right.
Hey.
Everything's kosher still.
Lucius is doing five jobs over there.
He is. They've got Lucius wheeling. You're juggling a lot of hats back there, my friend. But we had Chase Dollander of the Colorado Rockies gets the big-time call-up, AAA affiliate. And, well, the club did tell him, and he acted surprised in a video that they posted. But we came to find out once he made his way to Colorado, Chase already knew.
Right before I got called into the office, I got a text from the hotel saying, hey, we're looking forward to welcoming your stay. And I was like, oh, well, like I started, immediately my heart dropped and I was like, what's going on? And then I walk in and thankfully our pitching coach, Mahalik, played it off really well and was like, hey, let's just go over the scouting report. It was like, all right, sounds good. And I looked up and I saw the camera and I was like, is this happening right now?
It's a text from the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he finds out, like, wait a second, that's a hint that I'm probably not going to be sticking around here. I'm going to be going to Colorado. That's pretty awesome. But he played it off well. But that's so weird. Like, the hotel texts you, notifies you, and that's how he ended up getting spoiled that he was getting the big league call-up. This is awful. From the 940, went to buy a wife engagement ring, and her coworker was at the jewelry store, went back to work, and told her.
Oh.
That's a dirty move.
I think Choppy got popped on this as well.
Yeah, he did.
With the engagement plans a couple of years ago. He was going to do it however he was going to do it. I don't know. But the best friend caught wind and told
Choppy's
fiance.
Yeah.
I think they like talking about it. Like, do they want to know? Is that exciting?
I mean,
it's just weird. I don't think future fiance wants to
know all the
details of how it's going to happen. I think like she probably wants to know that
they want to have their nails done.
It's there.
That's the big thing from my experience.
And stuff done.
Yeah, because you're going to get the hand pictures with the ring.
Okay.
So the big thing is like just
they want the nails done.
Like that was the tip that I got was like I don't care. I don't want to know, but just. You know, so I did. I mean, how are you really supposed to say, hey, make sure you go get your nails done?
Well, maybe you could wait until she gets her nails done.
Ooh.
You're just laying in wait.
That's
or,
true.
Or you knock Sen off over the course of some time and you send her to go get her nails done without popping the question.
There you go.
You know, so that's just what I do. Yeah, every few months or whatever, yeah. I give you that opportunity, honey.
Yeah. About $350.
Yeah.
That's
expensive.
Yeah. That's crazy, dude.
It is crazy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Put some paint on a fingernail. Mm. What are we doing?
And no feet.
Don't forget the toes.
Yeah,
true. I guess they're cleaning up.
That's why it's $350.
My Lord.
Get some Lee press-ons for about $6 there in the drugstore department.
Lee press-ons.
Yeah, you almost want to make that like
remember those? I do remember those.
Like creative date night or whatever where you just paint her nails for her.
Yeah, I'll hold up her finger like three of them are popped off. You know,
yeah. The cuticles are showing.
It's just
they're not as wide as their real fingernails.
Man, 940 and my mother-in-law told my wife when I was proposing, so I did it at a different time. Pissed me off. Well, there you go. At least she found out, and I guess we're able to pivot. Is this the biggest sports lie ever told? We go to our buddy AJ Przinski, friend of the program, Foul Territory, and he has this claim.
I don't know. What's a cramp feel like? Tell me.
What the cramp?
I don't know. I never had one, so I want to know what it feels like. I never had a cramp. Never had a cramp.
No way.
Monkeys never cramp, but two banana a day. But you've never had a cramp.
Isn't it usually
I mean, I've had a stitch
thing?
In my side, like when I was running, but I never had like a where,
no, it's not
where
bad.
People
it's
are like,
exciting.
Oh, like I'm in it with people at dinner and they're, and they, and all of a sudden you just see them go, ah,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And they're like, my hamstring. I'm like, what? And they're like, it's cramping. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Never had a cramp.
That feels far-fetched.
I'm calling bull on that.
I mean, his potassium levels must be just through the roof.
If you're eating two bananas
a day.
Some
of those, I mean, how
hydration.
Many, he's like days of catching, you know, that he, like days where all that gear on, it's 100 degrees.
You never have a Charlie
you
horse?
Never had a cramp?
It might just be so strong and limber.
That might be. I'll tell you what, cramps at night while you're sleeping. That is that is terrible.
I've heard horror stories of dudes like super, super jacked dudes that had like full body cramps where now like got into where every extremity is cramped up. And I mean, what a nightmare.
When I was running marathons, like after a marathon, I'd be laying in bed and I'd get a cramp in my calf. And then one in my ribs.
Oh, no.
Because I'd lost so much water and stuff. I was so, like, dehydrated trying to put it all back. But terrible. You couldn't even, like, you didn't know which one to fix. I mean, you know, when you jump up, you're trying to, like, stretch your calf, and then my side's killing me. I mean, when that hits you, man, when you get that dehydrated, there's nothing. Your whole body just.
You need to go to the hospital.
Yeah. You need the IVs.
Gosh, that is awful.
I think the stomach cramp, like a abdominal cramp, is probably the worst one.
I get
them right in here.
Yeah,
almost like every day.
The rib one.
Really? Between the ribs.
I had that going on when we were at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers.
Really?
I might have just been the alcohol.
Yeah, I think it's probably bad core strength for me. You know, bad core strength, dehydration. But
do you get it while you're working out on your core?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Tighten up, and you're like, my gosh.
Can't do this.
Man.
I don't know. So maybe it's the extra weight around my midsection. Maybe if I
or maybe we're just weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Washed.
We're not AJ Pierzynski.
No doubt.
Yeah.
AJ Pierzynski, though, former Rangers catcher. That's a one.
It's hard to believe that all those days. Yeah, I can't either.
No, your entire life you never had a cramp. Come on. Even non-athletes get cramps.
Okay, hodgepodge, including the G-Bag Nation's diss track to Bobby Belt, is coming up next. Where else are we hodging?
We have your Masters leaderboard update, plus parachute fiascos and the weakest sports injury of all time. Move over, Cody Bellinger. Make a place for this.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Yeah, buddies, welcome back. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, 214 said a buddy of his died from a full body cramp. You know, so it's definitely a medical situation.
Around the heart, maybe? That kind of thing?
I mean, heart's a muscle.
Yeah,
Brain's a muscle, I think. Yeah. You know, lots of important things are muscles. Yeah, and if it cramps up, you're in trouble.
Full body after marathons and stuff.
IV'd up that day, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I took two bags. I finished the South Bend Marathon. It finished on the 50-yard line at Notre Dame Stadium. It was kind of a cool way to finish it.
I bet.
And then I crossed the line, took a left right into the medical tent, and I told that lady, she's like, well, here, just try and drink. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm a professional football scout. I know what heat exhaustion is. And I go, if you just hook me up with an IV, I think I'd be great.
Yeah.
Two bags later, I walked out of there and I was just fine. But, nice. You know, it's when you get to that point, your body starts to, you just have no control over it.
I had a buddy, you know, we were in our 20s playing basketball all the time, but this dude would show up to hoop for like 4 hours with a single can of Coke, you know? Yeah. And if he got thirsty again, he'd go to the vending machine and buy another can of Coke. Yeah. And ultimately that happened to him. Like
Ovechkin, right? Isn't Ovechkin a Diet Pepsi guy?
Yeah, he is. Subway, Cheetos, vodka, beer, Pepsi.
Vodka, beer.
All righty. It is time now for a sports hodgepodge featuring Eric Chiafalo and the diss track for one Robert Belt, who was so upset a couple of days ago that Zach and Eric did not make him a 5-time G-Bag of the Day champion for his diss of Peyton Russell, that he took down these guys, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. So they're back. And here's Eric.
Yeah, we will get to that here momentarily. I did want to give a leaderboard update here at the Masters, and it is Justin Rose in first place. He finishes 7-under for the day. Scottie Scheffler tied at 2 with a couple of guys 4-under, and he is also done for the day. DeChambeau 3-under, tied for 5th, and it was a nice little day one mini collapse there for Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, he lost 4 shots on 3 holes.
Rory.
Yeah, I think he had a double bogey on 15.
He had one on 15 and then one on 17, I believe. Yeah.
So I'm trying to see.
He's even par.
Even? Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's like tied at 27 right now, even though he was in the top 5 for a good chunk of the day. So did you guys see? Have you guys seen Sergio Garcia today?
His outfit. Yeah, he's got his Spanish outfit. I have not. Spanish flag.
He, in the Masters, is always like, hey, let's try and not make it about you or whatever. Let's not stand out. Please don't do anything ridiculous. And Sergio Garcia is like, mind your business. He's going full Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Chiefs fan out there. Yeah.
I think that.
I've seen that earlier.
Travis Kelce would wear that at the charity golf event that they do in son of a gun, I can't remember what it's called now. The nicest place in the world. That
the overlapping invitation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is, Lucius.
Well, the golfer Payne Stewart used to wear like these NFL-themed golfing outfits.
He was NFL properties guy.
But that Ronald McDonald's hilarious.
I mean, that's what it
yellow
is.
Pants and everything.
It's the reddest hat and shirt and long sleeves you've ever seen, and then the brightest yellow pants you've ever seen.
Another post calls it Winnie the Pooh with the red shirt and the orange.
Oh my goodness!
Downstairs,
Big Surge.
Like he's golfing for Ferrari.
One of the takeaways from last night on the internet, and I think most of us can identify with it, in the Luka return night. Did you guys notice Dirk Nowitzki at all throughout the?
Yeah, was he with his new broadcast partner, Taylor Rooks?
Yeah. The Taylor Rooks.
He was out there entertaining them hoes. You better not be out there entertaining hoes.
I mean, she shot the gun at him, and then he threw the grenade, and they're like, oh, this is so great. And they're like leaning towards each other in this picture.
Showing phones, hands on the shoulder. It's obviously much to do about nothing, but I imagine there was a conversation that was happening.
I
would have
got cold shoulder as soon as I would have got to the house. How was the game or nothing? Yeah. I seen you at the game.
Thank you. With your little coworker.
With your little coworker and everything. Yeah. Oh, y'all so cute together.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
A little too close.
I've actually thought about this a couple of times today. Like, man, I hope Dirk doesn't cheat on his wife. I have such a high regard for Dirk.
Oh, he's the last one left.
That's what's been jumping in my head.
Yeah.
Like, please don't go down that path of being that athlete that's hitting on your coworker. I don't want to hear that story. You know,
big Dirk energy.
She's a baddie too, boy.
I know.
Oh, she's a baddie.
That's tough sled.
I mean, if I was the lovely Mrs. Nowitzki, I'd probably be very confident and secure in myself. But yeah. I would have felt a certain way watching that last night.
Like a little Doberman in the face. Yeah. She's beautiful.
I mean, could you imagine your wife just like, yeah.
Yeah, roles reversed there. I'm not feeling good about it.
It's like what Richard Jefferson with Malika Andrews.
Yeah,
you're Dave McMiniman at home on the couch. Like,
you're Dave.
Just enjoying my game here, I guess.
You're Dave McMiniman in a hotel in Dallas, getting ready for a game.
Richard, why don't you go ahead and button that shirt up a little bit more for me, partner?
Please stop.
This was a huge one too. Lakers Mavs generated 429 million views and counting across NBA social media accounts, on pace to be the most viewed game of the season across social. So it was an incredible Luka performance, 45 points. That's his most in a Lakers uniform. And now he joins the one and only Wilt Chamberlain as the only players to score 45 points with and against the same team in a single season. Mm.
Holy cow. That's something.
Yeah.
Wilt status now, huh?
That's where Luka has arrived.
Look at this picture, though, Brian. That's Dirk's knee in between Taylor's two legs
in this cozy
picture. I see. That's body language.
Look at his smile, too. You can see all of his teeth.
Yeah.
It's the happiest I've ever seen
you. I've never seen you so happy.
I've seen you win a championship and not smile like that, sir.
You weren't even that happy.
I think he's just so innocent, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Hey, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
He's on camera a lot to be innocent. You know what I'm saying? I would kind of think about
that. Well, he's got
that.
These humble, you know, rural German roots.
Look at Dawson shooting him some bail. You got to have some Dawson on your corner.
Yeah, you do, man. Better call the general.
He's probably thinking at this very moment, wow, I can't believe my wife's going to have to see this picture. I'm going to have to explain to her that this is nothing, honey. This is definitely not a budding romance on the job.
Selfie? You seen the selfie?
I don't know if I've seen the selfie.
He was going all like, goofy face. Oh. And she was being, what?
I saw the video.
He's playing with fire.
Oh, yeah.
He is.
Absolutely playing with fire.
I was about to
team bonding something with the new coworker.
Like, do you think we're about to hear the next couple of weeks? Dirk Nowitzki has decided against his broadcast career.
Yeah. they're building up for their on-screen chemistry.
Ooh, yeah, that's all it is.
They're just putting the work in.
Opted to spend time with his family.
I don't share with Blake Griffin.
Now,
her boyfriend?
No, Blake Griffin's also part of this trio that they're going to have.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, get him in the mix. Next time, he needs to be sitting in between you guys.
Much more athletic. You know,
a little bit younger. Don't think he's married or anything.
There you go.
Have at it.
Have at it.
Over the weekend, there was England's sale in European Rugby Champions Cup showdown. Okay, the only reason I bring this to you.
Salad.
This is for the Rose?
This is... in the pregame festivities. I skipped a part of it because I was scared of it.
What'd you skip?
Over the weekend, I'll just read it verbatim. Over the weekend, France's Toulouse hosted
Toulouse
hosted England Sale in a European Rugby Champions Cup showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's really not the point. The point is
Vice
is that Kazakhstan. In the pregame festivities, they had a parachuter that was like,
uh-oh,
that was soaring from the heavens onto the pitch. Yeah, he got cut or he got caught up what? on the
roof.
Like the roof and the rafters area, and he's dangling there in the pregame.
What?
Okay, so here's my question.
Oh, throw the ball down.
how many minutes or hours was this game delayed in order to fix the problem of a gentleman hanging from a parachute?
I'm going to say an hour and a half.
You think that's a 90
minute fix? They had to get a full fire engine with a giant ladder up there.
Oh, wow.
Like Chris Brown and 50 Cent. Yeah. They were hanging in there in their concerts too. Just hanging there.
Just dangling.
What an awful feeling.
I hope my water fighting team's ready.
How long is the match delayed when this happens 5 minutes before this game's supposed to get rolling?
So 2 hours.
2 hour delay.
I'm going to say they just immediately started playing the game.
He's got the best seat in the house.
We had TV involved.
We'll get you after the game, mate.
Yeah, just hang in there. Yeah. We'll be all right.
Just wait.
Yeah. Wow, that could have. I just saw the video of him running into that wall. He's actually fortunate to be alive.
He is, dude.
Yeah. I mean, he could have easily fallen. That's a 60, 70-foot fall.
Would you question, like, are we sure you've parachuted into a stadium before?
Is this your first time?
Like,
he missed.
He probably needed a gig.
How many of you have done of this?
I parachuted.
Oh, a couple of times. Yeah. It's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah, this dude needed the paycheck. There's no question about it.
Okay, how long did they wait?
Only 40 minutes,
that's
dude.
What I figured.
40 minutes. 40-minute delay. They had this guy down on the ground, and they could ensue in the rugby match.
These guys are insane that go with those style of parachutes. You know, they're dropping, they're bobbing, they're weaving. They'll be like, oh, watch this. They're buzzing it.
Like they know what the hell they're doing?
Yeah. I mean, some of the good ones.
They're not going into the side of the stadium?
Yeah. I mean, this guy right here, dude, he comes down, he skims across a lake and then slides into the park right next to it. Some of these guys are incredible. I don't know how they got stuck with this guy.
That's what I'm saying. We should have done a little internet research and picked the guy off YouTube that actually knew what he was doing.
It's a low budget.
Pretty amazing. It's a lower level league. They only had a couple grand for this budget.
Let's not get Paul out of
the
pub.
Incredible.
So we know Cody Bellinger of the Yankees got the food poisoning from the hotel chicken
wings
on a road trip.
He gave up chicken wings.
Yeah, he's saying now forever he's done with chicken wings, and I get that. Sometimes you got to throw in the towel.
We're having some tomorrow for lunch here.
Yeah, I mean, the chicken wing is not one I would punt on, but he ordered it at the team hotel while on a road trip. And then middle of the night, he's got the shivers. It's both ends, you know, run-of-the-mill regulation food poisoning. An absolute disaster. And now he's punting on wings forever, allegedly. But my favorite part of all of this was Mad Dog Russo got a hold of it. And this is what makes him great. This is what makes him one of the best
chicken
of
wings.
All time. This is a guy who can Monday morning quarterback you with your order. Okay. Like no one's batting an eye. You ordered chicken wings. They were bad wings. Who could have ever known? If I was in the same situation, I probably would have ordered the wings too.
Chicken wings. Why are you ordering wings?
But not Mad Dog. This is
only guy that ever gets sick. It's chicken wings.
This is how he opened up his program the other day.
Let's see. Is there anything else I wanted to bring up here in the beginning? Cody Bellinger got sick on some chicken wings. You know, Cody eating them. Why would you have chicken wings from a hotel? That's the, you know, make yourself a grilled cheese sandwich and call it a day. I mean, geez. What? I mean, he got sick on a grilled cheese, tomato, on some potato chips, on a glass of milk. That should carry you as far as that is concerned.
Okay, so again, he's armchair quarterbacking the hotel order.
Yeah, just make yourself a grilled cheese sandwich in your hotel room. What are we doing?
With milk and
with
a pre-milk? At what point am I getting my necessary proteins here? We're going grilled cheese in the hotel room
tomato
with some
soup.
Oak Farms milk.
Or with that guy that cooks on the sink in the bathroom? Are we doing that number?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love that guy.
That's just illogical Yankee fan angst.
That is just the ability to, as a sports radio host, find any reason to just hammer somebody.
Yeah.
Why would I order wings at a hotel? Because I need protein.
It's all time.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
It's incredible.
After yesterday, it's like it's impossible to like Luka Doncic.
Okay, so the key here, if you want to redo this, Mad Dog, you come after him for not having more awareness while you're eating said wings. Are they cold? Were they frozen and didn't get cooked through the middle? Are you just tearing that pink meat off the bone? You know, what are we doing
right,
here?
Right.
Are they undercooked? Wings should be, you know, pretty tough, but still coming off the bone relatively easy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know, I imagine if you're an experienced wing eater, maybe he was just so starving, or maybe he'd cracked a couple of coldies and wasn't aware enough to realize he was eating uncooked chicken.
Yeah, I think that's the most egregious thing here. Like,
yeah.
Why did it take you so long to realize?
I don't think you can tell, man.
Really?
I don't think you can tell. That's some bad wings from OT Tavern. Tore me up. Even totally tore my dog.
They passed the eye test, the sniff test.
The dog even threw up some of the wings I gave her.
Unbelievable. Oh, wow. Dude.
Passed sniff test, everything. Nice and juicy.
See, I've been thinking this entire time that I was good as long as the chicken was clearly cooked and threaded.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Dang. How long did you go without eating chicken wings after that, Lucius?
It's been a long time since I've seen OT Tavern, I'll tell you that.
Those in particular.
Shout out to them. Now, I have a good time over there. But,
it is a good time.
I had a bad experience when I was 18 years old at the college cafeteria with a batch of taquitos. I didn't have any for 20 years. I'm finally back. I'm happy to report I'm back on the taquitos and the flautas.
Oh, dude, flautas are incredible. Great. But that was, we were calling that one of the goofiest sports injuries of all time with the food poisoning there. But this has to lead the league. Thoughts and prayers to darts legend Michael Van Gerwen, who had to pull out of a darts event after injuring his neck trying on some shirts.
How do you hurt your neck trying on shirts?
I'm still trying to figure out exactly how that happened.
That can happen.
But
you know what?
Trying on shirts, hurt his neck to the point where he had to bow out of the latest darts match.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
He did not undo the button, the top button, and he tried to, like, he's probably wearing a polo shirt. He probably pulled it down, and he's trying to wiggle it around and, you know, get it over his ears and stuff, and it doesn't work. Should have just unbuttoned the thing, and it pulled it right over.
Jeez.
Possible.
Yeah. He had injury for, like, trying to wiggle the thing. I've done this with a shirt.
Yeah.
You're trying to, like, oh, just unbutton the dumb thing, Broadus, you know, and it'd be fine.
Good Lord.
You know, sometimes if you're working out in a t-shirt and it's too tight, trying to pull it off, it's sticking to your skin. I could see a rotator cuff coming in there or something. Maybe you're trying on shirts and you try to pull one off too quickly because you're in a hurry to get this thing done because you're a man.
Or you pull it over your head and it gets caught on the back of your head and you pull forward and you get like a whiplash effect.
I mean, I guess, dude, this feels as rare and as one-of-one as A.J. Pruszynski.
Yeah, never
catching a cramp.
Never,
like,
a cramp.
This is the first of its kind.
A guy texted, said he's 65 years old and he's never had a headache. The luckiest guy in the audience.
Never
right
had
there.
A headache.
I woke up with one this morning.
He's never been married.
Touche.
Well done, Broadus.
All right, before we get to crosstalk, let's go ahead and hammer this one home one more time. R.I.P. Bobby B.
You say my name and don't mention salami. You say my name and don't mention your mommy. Who for your family, wifey, oh, it call me. Swing by and take the belt to the Bahamas. Bobby belting out his feelings, now he's coming for the crown. All we do is lift him up, he just wanna bring us down. How quickly he forget we were the only ones around. When Bob was spitting takes off from his basement underground. The bleeders put him on and the Tolos turned him off. Cause Dax is baby boo, he ain't even Jared Goff. Quit lying about the golf. Petty little female, I'll call you Laura Croft. Your family in a law. Boy, get them girls a house. If anyone deserves it, Bob, you know it is your spouse. So stop with all the drama. Those leases don't even wanna. Cause all of us would hate to see you end up like your mama. She's dead.
Jeez. So jarring.
It is chilling.
It's very chilling.
With them T's that he's without beats. You ain't got no J-O-B. Here comes B-O-B. With them T's that he's without beats. You ain't got no J-O-B. Come on, B.O.B., get off the D and catch some D's, cause we know when this show is better when you're weak ass oversleep. Stay in bed, boy, I don't wanna hear a beat. Better not wake the woolly bully, aka the beast. Shout out Shaw Sharif, RJ Choppy, Pepe Russell, them the boys we wanna keep.
Nice job, dude.
Yeah, well done.
It hurts, man.
Get them girls a house. You live in an apartment and your mom is dead, bro. That's what I got from the song.
That's pretty much,
crazy.
That's the cliff notes.
What we wanted you to get.
I like without the bleeds, you ain't got no J-O-B.
Yeah.
The show is better when you oversleep. Some great bars in here. What does "you say my name and don't mention salami" mean?
That's a great question.
as we were
coming out of the gates trying to figure out a way to punch, we wanted to get the mommy rhyme in, and the only thing we could really go with was salami. Yeah. He mentioned my name in the first one and talks about nuts.
Okay,
it's like let's go for the twig instead of the berries on this one.
I see.
I'm Italian, you know, so that's a cold cut staple.
Well said.
There's levels to it.
There's levels.
I see now. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're coming back to Crosstalk with the Fan after dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking for you here on a Thursday night, and we're back in the Nation. All right, thank you, Lucius. Welcome back, Nation. Fred and Blake set to take over here, the Fan after dark. There is a story out of Frisco. Former Texas wide receiver Isaiah Bond turned himself in on an outstanding warrant. In a statement posted to Instagram, he said it's patently false. He said, regarding this accusation made against me, I would appreciate the time and opportunity to defend myself and prove the claims made patently false. I'm in cooperation with authorities and remain willing and active participant in the investigation. Unfortunately, claims like these prove to be harmful to all involved. Absent full review, I kindly request that all reserve judgment until the authorities provide a complete report based on the truth and evidence. 2 weeks out from the draft, hit with some sexual assault allegations.
Wow. Okay.
And
somebody's mad at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Trying to ruin him.
I mean, the nature of that statement, it's very convincing.
Might be trying to ruin himself. I don't know.
Very bad timing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he hurt himself with bad combine and not great film last year.
Yeah.
Okay, how would you describe the AAC last night, Blake?
One word, awkward. That would be the best way to describe it. Just seeing all the Luka jerseys, all the Mav apparel, yet not cheering for anything Mavs related. And I can say that confidently. Let's defense. Let's go Mavs. Stand up. It's fourth quarter. Make some noise. You could hear crickets. Luka just is walking from the Lakers bench to check in, place erupts. Obviously, when he scores, you probably heard it on TV, him going crazy. Or the arena going crazy. But it was just so weird. It wasn't even though it was a close game, I think Daniel Gafford's block and like a late three was the only time the Mavs fans cheered for a Mavs bucket. But any other time, you would have thought this was our arch nemesis and we're not going to cheer for them. But it was the home team. It was just awkward.
Mm. You know, I felt like the team needed to be sold for them to have a chance to connect with Mavs fans again. Is that what you felt last night? Like, there's no way out of this?
Yeah. Are you saying, like, Nico and Patrick Dumont getting away from it? Yeah. I think for them, it doesn't really matter. I think a fan said outside the Mavs could win 10 straight championships, and they still wouldn't feel right. Now, I know some people are on both sides of the coin of, I just want to win. I don't care who's here. Or I fall in love with the players. I fall in love with the loyalty, the Dirks, the Lukas of the world. So I think selling the team obviously would get a lot more people back on the bandwagon. But I mean, my stance is why would you want Nico to sell or Patrick Dumont to sell the team, Nico to step down? Because then they get to blow up the team and then walk away. You want to see them fix it. I would think if you're a true basketball fan or even if you're a Luka fan, you want to see them fix it. Otherwise they get the
But do you trust them to fix it?
I don't, but the fact that they can just blow up the team and then walk away, I mean, that's kind of a coward way to go about it. And if you're the fans, you're pushing them towards that coward.
Just give us a reset, like trade all the good players for draft picks and then go away. Give us a chance.
You would feel better if they traded AD, I don't know, or whatever draft pick compensation you think. You would feel better about that.
Everybody, yeah, like AD, Kyrie, PJ, you know, whatever you can get.
I honestly don't know. I think this is such a weird position. I wish I could give you a confident answer and stand on one point. I don't know if that'd make me feel better. Maybe. I guess I'd have
it would at least
give
it a chance. They need to hit on another, all league type of player.
Why not? I mean, that's all.
I mean, there's at least four or five of these guys in the league at all times. Yeah. How difficult is it?
It's not difficult.
Not that hard.
I mean, come on. What are we talking about here?
Oh man, Nico.
So, Choppy's going to Italy for a wedding. That's fancy, man. That sounds amazing. Just heard the tease. His last show is a single man.
Yeah. Wait, but is he getting married in Italy?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I think there. I think it was like a court.
Or is that the honeymoon?
It's more of a honeymoon thing. Okay. I think for them too. They'll
you
have some
money to do
some
that.
Family friends festivities. Yeah. This weekend.
Just driving. Just
driving to Italy. I mean, that's crazy.
At least.
That'll take at least
just driving to Italy.
Do you imagine?
he meant Italy, Texas. Italy, Texas. That's what he meant.
But that's expensive.
Just driving to Italy.
If we just
they have gas stations in the ocean. 877.
Italy, the city or the state?
Ask ChatGPT. I will say, speaking of that, I had someone at my brunch restaurant approach me using that. They said it's Denver and Colorado, and I knew that they were a Tolo.
Oh, there you go.
That's how you know.
What's coming up on the show tonight?
Well, Blake alluded to that's going to be at 9 o'clock, so let's make sure everybody knows that. 9 p.m., the Blake's Crazy Week. And we're debuting a new segment called Blake Reads Stats.
Yep, you heard it right.
Okay.
You don't want to miss it.
Blake Reads Stats.
That's beautiful, going down at 10 beautiful p.m. Music in the background.
Reading is
too.
Fundamental.
Reading is fundamental. Who's our boy coming on at 8 o'clock?
Tyler Batiste of The Athletic will be talking
LSU
all things.
LSU guy.
Yes, sir. LSU, go Tigers.
NBA guy.
And then we've got a new producer. Apparently, how many more are you North Texas turds can we have here at the fan?
But infinite, baby.
I'm telling you, it's just nonstop.
North Texas legends.
On the roof is all about you guys right now.
Fair enough.
You heard what they did to Belt. Don't start with them.
Hey, okay. Again, and I know only a few of us will remember this, that gave me takeover ether vibes. Right? Where Bobby Belt did Jay-Z's takeover, that was very etherish what you guys did today.
Ether.
So I'm telling you, that was, I don't have a hat on right now, but my hat's off to you guys. That was,
thank you.
That was phenomenal.
Felt
now,
good.
Real quick though, in fairness, I did think you guys were wrong for not voting him in last Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
I'm just saying, if you're going to beat the champ and the dude with the 11-year, I mean, it was a funny story.
It was.
But, you know, if you're going to beat the champ, you got to knock him out.
I just love it. It's good entertainment.
It is.
And we look forward to reliving it tomorrow in its full glory. They'll go head-to-head in the G-Bag of the Day at 2:30.
That'll be fun.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control here. 75 and Fitzhugh just went 5 flawless again.
Oh, baby.
Got us stuck on automatic. Woolchuck and Chia following brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation. Addies.